is conditional use 2625, Greg Mitchell.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend condition E of the conditions of approval for the existing conditional use approval number 2270, which is ordinance 3070, regarding the hours of operation for an existing outdoor racetrack to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 35 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the northwest side of the intersection of Hastings Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 526, and Coverdale Road, which is Sussex County Route 252. The 911 addresses are 22372 and 22378 and 22382 Coverdale Road, Seaford, and the tax parcel ID is District 231, Map 9, parcels 4, 5, and 5.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's request letter. We have a copy of the original ordinance as it was approved by County Council. We have a copy of the conditional use site plan and the applicant survey. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of letters, comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits and presentation materials, and I would note that we have received 2 comments. Thank you.
Give us your name, sir, and we'll give you the floor.
Thank you very much. My name is Richard Rexrode. I am effectually the promoter for Middle Ford Speedway, representing Greg Mitchell in Middle Ford Speedway here today for the hearing, and I appreciate your time here today. I do have a presentation here, so I guess I can navigate through that just right here. So I do want to give a little bit of background. Obviously, we had the conditional use hearing last year, which we appreciate the approval there. But as we go through this, so a little bit of my history. I'm brand new as a promoter this year, but when we were looking at things for promoting 2026, we saw some challenges within the conditional use language that we had last year, which is the purpose of this particular hearing today. So I have a long history at racing. I've been racing raced at Middle Ford Speedway back in the 1980s, back when it was actually racing on Thursday night. So it was actually a weekday event back those, if you remember those times. And then, of course, I've served in a lot of capacities in the racing industry over the years as a promoter, previously when it was Del Marva Motorsports Park, if you remember when it actually had that name, at Middle Ford Speedway. So, again, we have some history. Obviously, Greg's here has some history in it as well, and our team is here to help as well. And I point all that out just to say that this proposal was heavily vetted by us, and when we looked at things that we needed to do to be able to promote Middle Ford Speedway in an effective way, we looked at some of the restrictions that we had, and we just said we had to really make some changes in order to move forward with some of the plans that we have. So what I wanted just to kind of outline here is what we have currently. So what we have currently is we're limited to racing on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, which you're already aware of. Fridays from 6 to 11:30, Sundays from 12 to 9. So practices are limited throughout the week. We can race for any time that there's not an event going on, from 12 to 9 p.m. and only one vehicle when we have a practice session, so no racing actually occurs. So the key point on this is facility operations already exist and are regulated. So we do follow those very strictly. So our team is very, very cognizant of the conditional use that we have in place, and we want to make sure that we follow those and we'll continue to follow those should this be approved through this process. So the requested change for removing restrictions, limited racing to evenings only. So one of the challenges that we ran into as we went through the 2025 seasons, we realized that restriction from 6 to 9 really put us in a box. I'm sorry, 6 to 11:30 really put us in a box so that we couldn't really start earlier to end earlier. And so what we wanted to do with this particular amendment is to open that up a little bit to give us some more flexibility so that we can accommodate for things like weather and some other things as well, as like traveling series. What this does not do, we are not actually going to be extending or increasing the intensity of the events that are happening there. We're pretty much going to have exactly the same shows that we have right now. In fact, we're working very hard to make our shows more effective and more efficient so that we can get things done sooner, so that having that flexibility in our start time to really open up the opportunities for us to be more effective and efficient with that. So if we allow racing to begin earlier in the day, we can obviously end earlier in the evening, which would obviously, hopefully, would make the residents in the area a little bit happier. So maintain the same season, April 1st and November 1st. We're not asking for any changes to that. Same Sunday end times from 9 p.m., same practice restrictions. We're not asking for any more changes to that particular condition. This is a time of day adjustment, not a use of not a use change. So we're not really asking to do anything more than we're already doing with the facility. No increase in number of events per week for a standard week. So we do have 1 week that we are proposing to have a little more usage, and I'll talk about that in just a few minutes. No increase in the number of races per event. In fact, what we're doing to make it more efficient, we're actually paring back the number of races during an event. So we would historically have anywhere from 6 to 7 classes racing, which extends our time. Okay, we actually were looking at making our races more efficient. We realized that customers anymore would like to see an efficient show and get done sooner, and so we're looking to do that. Right now we're looking at 4 to 5. There's a couple of shows where we step into that 6 or 7 range, but most of our shows are going to be very, very short with fewer classes running on the evening. No change to the Sunday end time, and no change to practice limitations, which I already mentioned. And again, that intensity of use is not going to shift at all per the conditions that were approved last year. Why it's needed. So earlier start times improve event flow. So we're looking to have that flexibility to be able to start shows a little bit sooner, specifically in colder months. As it gets colder, we want to try to accommodate the needs of our participants and those attending. Reduces late night congestion delays. So obviously with racing, as the races end, you have that congestion later on in the evening. By starting earlier, we can avoid some of those things. Allows flexibility for weather and safety and scheduling. So obviously this is the whole issue we're trying to address. So as we got into the 2026 planning, we realized the limitations really didn't allow us to open up and have some of the various traveling series that are coming in. And we're very excited about some of those things, and I'll get to those in just a second. So track conditions shift as the seasons change. So as seasons get longer, as it warms up, we want to make sure that we have that flexibility to still keep the evening hours, mainly because as temperatures drop, it can become safer for our participants. Also keeps dust down and things like that. So we want to make sure we keep the times that we have, but then just have some flexibility to open up a little bit earlier. So operational reasons, some more. So it provides a way to recover rainout events. So we do keep that Sunday option. We would like to keep that on the books just because, and we haven't used a Sunday show. We haven't had one yet. We don't have any plan for this coming season, but we'd like to still keep that flexibility to have that in case we have some rainouts or if we have a reason to cancel the show other than that. So last year we lost 7 events to rain. That's huge for a track that runs it's anywhere from 25 to 27 shows a year. You lose that number of events, it really has an impact on revenue, not only for the racetrack, but for the community at large. So obviously racing draws in a lot of people, and they participate, and obviously they'll use the facilities around Sussex County and Seaford in general. Supports touring series. So we have reached out, actually they've reached out to us, to come down and race at our facility. If you've ever been, I don't know if you've been to Middle Ford Speedway, if you've been there in the last few years, you'll know that what Greg has done at that facility is phenomenal. It's a beautiful facility. It attracts a lot of people, or it could attract a lot of people, has the potential to do that. The limitations that we have right now really don't allow us to open up to those touring series the way that we would like to. Okay, so the facility in and of itself, there's been a ton of effort and money put into it. Now we want to use it to its fullest capacity, and the conditions, the way that they're set right now, really put too much restrictions on us so that we can't really open these things up. So many competitors travel from across the Mid-Atlantic region. That opens up economic activity for Sussex County, Seaford, and obviously for the racetrack as well. So we're looking at this from a multi-lens perspective. We're looking at what's good for the racetrack, what's good for Sussex County and Seaford, and then we're also trying to keep in mind the citizens in the area. We know that there's some challenges there as well. We want to make sure that we address those. So by opening up and keeping this a little more flexible, we can then accommodate all of these issues without trying to upset anyone as we go along and race throughout the season. It improves participation without extending operating hours. That's the key here. That's key to what we're trying to accommodate. So this is just a list of some of the traveling series that are coming in. So Stage 1 Modifieds, Mid-Atlantic Sprint Series, USEC Speedsters. These probably don't mean a lot to you, but to racers and to fans, this is a huge deal that these traveling series want to come down to Middle Ford Speedway. They've seen what we can do there. They understand that the show that we can put on. They understand the efficiency and the effectiveness of what we can do. And by opening up and have this conditional use, we can put ourselves in a position to really accommodate all of these series in a very, very good way for everyone. So track teams, crews and fans, so all of these things that are attracting, it's all economic development that we can see for the county. Amendment helps Middleford remain competitive as a regional venue. So that's important. We do have other tracks in Sussex County, and there is some competition there, but we are working very well with them to make sure that we're not really trying to pull from the same crowd. So we were very willing to work with them and make sure that everybody has a chance to have a show. And also we're looking at the Mid-Atlantic region in general so that we can pull racers and fans in and not really compete with some of the other tracks in the region as well. Earlier start times benefit families, so earlier start times lead to earlier end times, obviously. Because we're not adding races to our events, we're not doing that. I know that's one of the concerns that came up in some of the questions. We're not adding to these events, but it does allow us to be more effective so that we can get things done in a shorter period of time. It allows families and younger spectators to attend events without staying late. So we're really trying to increase the youth activity at the racetrack, trying to bring younger people into the industry and keep them involved with racing, and this is a great way to do that. Improves accessibility for local residents with work and school obligations. So we're thinking about those late nights. So when I was a kid, it was nothing to stay at the racetrack until midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. That's changed. So we're at a very competitive market, very competitive industry. We're not just competing with other racers, we're competing with other forms of entertainment. And we understand that efficient show, keeping it within a couple of hours helps us be more competitive and still keeps families involved. So attendance and crowds, our average attendance about 500 to 650. We have the capacity for about 670 on our grandstands. We are looking to expand that a little bit just because some of these shows are going to be bringing some new people in. It's not going to grow all that much. Friday is slightly lower than Sundays. Than Saturdays. We've just seen that over the past year. We had some Friday shows and we saw attendance was down a little bit for those shows. Attendees arrive and depart throughout the event. So that was one of the questions that we had. I believe it was from DelDOT had this question. I want to make sure we address that. So they were concerned about everybody showing up at one time and leaving all at the same time, and that obviously creates congestion on the roadways, and we understand that. That's not what happens in races. Typically, people, they'll trickle in over time, and as the racing ends throughout the evening, they'll tend to leave as their particular event that they're interested in will leave. So that congestion really is not an issue. No expectation of attendance increase due solely to new hours. So we're not expecting a huge increase of participation. We hope, obviously any business hopes to increase their participation and attendance, but there's no expected because of these new conditions that we're gonna see any kind of increase to participation there. So that's the estimated attendance. I talked about that already. So economic impact. So we're expecting, because of these, if we're able to have this condition approved, if this is approved, we're able to open it up to a wide variety of touring series, hotels, short-term lodging, restaurants, all of these entities and within Sussex County and the Seaford area will be positively impacted by this, we're hoping. So we are proposing that we'd have one show during the week that is in the proposal, and I'll talk a little bit about that just in a minute, and that's because the touring series is coming in. Touring events bring out-of-county and out-of-state visitors, provides consistent weekend revenue for local businesses, and then supports seasonal tourism beyond beach-driven activity. So we know that the beaches are a big draw for Sussex County. We feel like racing is one of those things they can come do while they're at the beach. We're close enough that they can come over and enjoy what we're doing. And hopefully that would be an economic positive for Sussex County. These events contribute directly to Sussex County's local economy, and that's what we're hoping that we can address by being more efficient with our show. So event scheduling clarification. So requesting opportunities to host midweek. So the new condition does open it up a little bit so we can have a show during the week. That's only because we were reached out to and said, hey, we'd love to come down, but we don't race on weekends. And it's a big show. If you're familiar with racing, it's the Short Track Super Series has asked to come down and participate at our facility. And that is a huge, it's really a huge compliment to Greg and what he's done at the facility, but also to Delaware racing in general. And we're very excited about it. With the current restrictions, they're actually want to come down on a Tuesday night. With the restrictions that we have, we just simply can't host them. So we're looking to open that up a little bit. What we're proposing is we're going to limit the midweek events to one per month. If at all. Right now, we have one for the entire season. What we don't want to do is get into a situation where we say, hey, we just want one per season, and then next year we have an opportunity to bring some other big shows in, and now we're limited to that. So we talked about it collectively, and we worked very hard on the schedule for 2026 as a team, and we said that if we could have one just per month during the racing season, that would be obviously a huge boost to not only Middle Ford Speedway racing in Delaware, but to the community at large. Same crowd base regardless of the day. So we don't expect to see huge increases in attendance. Although the Short Track Super Series, we do expect to see a little bit more than we have right now, but we're prepared to house them and make sure that we can accommodate the increased traffic. Only one event per week for a standard week. I know that's one of the concerns. If we open it up to 5 days a week or what have you, are we gonna run multiple nights a week? That is not the plan, that is not what we're planning to do, and we're not proposing to do that at all. During a standard week, it'll still be one day a week. Now, during that 1 week that we mentioned, the August 25th, that is proposed right now, that in that particular time frame, we would have two during that 7 day period, and then there would be one again that Saturday night, which means three in that 8 day period. So I don't want to gloss over that we understand that's more than one per week, but that's an anomaly. It's not going to be the norm, and during the standard season, we will not be operating more than one in a week. Again, Sunday attending primarily is a rain date option as at a day. We did not want to race on Sundays. Attendance tends to be a little bit lower, and that's going to be an option just if we happen to need it. So again, no cumulative increase in weekly activity other than that special show that we're proposing. Capacity for parking, obviously this is an issue that we want to make sure we address. So right now we can seat about 670. We're hoping to grow to about 1,000 seats and be able to put another 300 seats or so in. And then right now we have about 100 race rigs that can fit in the facility. And right now we're getting somewhere between 60 and 70 race rigs in there each week. And we can host about 300 spectator parking, spectator vehicles at this time. We're hoping to expand that out and maybe host or be able to park a few more in there. Planning is under consideration. So maintains existing operational limits. So we're not going to extend our show. We're not going to take our show and turn it into an 8-9 hour show. We're not doing that. In fact, we're trying to get it down into that 3-4 hour range so that we can, again, accommodate the attendance the attention span of spectators. Length of the show will not change, so it improves predictability and efficiency. So by having this option, this flexibility in our hourly time frame, we can now plan a little bit better to be able to get people in and get them out more efficiently and more effectively. So it supports viability without increasing impacts. Aligns with prior conditional use intent. So the intent of the conditional use, obviously we understand the restrictions are there for a reason. We just felt like as we were planning 2026, it was so stringent that our operational effectiveness was going down. So that was the purpose for the application for the amendment. So in closing, I know this is long. I know I do tend to go on a little bit long, but it really allows us to better serve families, safely accommodate traveling competitors, support local tourism, and without increasing the number of events or extending operating hours. And I really want to thank you for the time and for your consideration for this. Glad to answer any questions if you have them.
Thank you. We'll see if the commission does have any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Passwaters.
First off, Richard, I just want to say that's a phenomenal presentation. Thank you for adding everything in there. Very detailed. So in regards to questions, very limited. The seating capacity, are you already currently approved for 670 spectators?
I believe that's what we have, right? Yeah, that's what we have now.
Just to clarify that, the current conditional use doesn't set us, it's not.
The conditional use doesn't, but I think the property is already set.
Well, yeah, and there might be fire marshal issues and other things, but the conditional use doesn't state, the capacity of it. One thing just to point out, though, like you'd mentioned that if you do expand the capacity of it and you change the parking, that probably is going to require an amended site plan. Now, that's not another public hearing because it's the same type of use, but the current ordinance says you have to show the pit areas and the parking areas on the final site plan, which has been approved at this point. So if you're going to change that, just know that it's more administrative than all this, but you're going to have to come back to Mr. Whitehouse's office just with the revised plan showing where that stuff would be located.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No additional questions,
Mr.
Sorry, I stole your thunder.
That's great. My primary question was addressed. So one additional weekday show per month on top of what you were already approved for during the scheduled season. And what are the hours of operation for that weekday show?
So that show, right now, we're not expecting it to be any more than we have right now. That's 6 to 11:30 would be a good time frame. It's a weekday show. We'll have people arriving before that, obviously, but we don't anticipate starting early on that day just because obviously get people time to get off of work and then get to the show is the idea here.
Okay, so the operating hours would be starting at maybe 5?
So we would have people arriving prior to that to get into the and get parked and all of those things. So usually the gates open around 3.
Great. Okay. I think that's all my questions. Thank you.
The other thing I have is I did try to do some research on the other local tracks in the area just to find their hours of operation. I couldn't find anything.
Okay.
Do you, by any chance, know what they are?
The other tracks in the area? I really don't, and maybe some of the attendees that are here might be able to support you to show that. I know. I think we're all about the same as far as operating hours. Usually looking for the same goal to get people in at a reasonable hour and get them out at a reasonable hour as well. Okay. But I'm not completely familiar with what they do. No, sorry.
I don't have anything else.
Okay. I agree with Mr. Passwater's excellent presentation.
Oh, thank you.
Do the other tracks have weekday races?
They do. Yeah. So Del Mar is running on some Wednesday nights this year, and I believe Georgetown has some weekday races as well. We're the only one that doesn't. And the history of Middle Four, we used to race on Thursday nights there every week. It was something that we did, and that kind of went away. Of course, back then, we used to race 4 days a week at the various racetracks, and that's sort of changed. The industry has shifted a little bit. So we're hoping to bring a little bit of that back, right, and try to bring the Delaware racing back to the level that it used to be. And right now, this is a great opportunity to expand and see that tourism piece come in along with the enthusiasm around racing in general. Right, motorsports and auto racing in the country is huge. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and so we're just going to take a little bit of a piece of that pie if we can.
And it's part of Sussex County too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did a couple motocross races there in the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mr. Robinson, any questions?
Yeah, just so we make sure we get this right. So it's one additional weekday show, because right now it's Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Correct.
One a month is what you'd said?
That's what we're asking for, yeah.
Okay.
It's in the conditional use. The request was not specified, but that's what we're proposing.
Yeah, that's what I would, because, I mean, we got to modify the existing condition, so I want to make sure if it's going to be modified, it's done right. And to Mr. Collins's point, the prior ordinance didn't put any limits on. The only thing it limited was actual racing operations, so as far as setup and people arriving, that was fine. It was just the actual races themselves. So same thing with the hours, because I know you said you didn't want to extend it later in the evening, but you wanted to start it earlier.
Sure.
And I know you probably said it, and it was a good presentation, but I just want to make sure I know what they're going to ask me to draft this thing up. What's the hours you want to start at?
So what we propose is opening up to noon and then extending that up to the 11:30. Now, we don't anticipate, we're just doing that just so we can have that flexibility. So let's say you wanted to have an afternoon show, we could start at noon and then we would be done, in the same time frame that we are now.
And that's the noon's Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think in the language that we put in there, it actually opens up for any time that we race, yeah.
Okay.
Except for Sundays.
Okay.
Sundays will be noon to 9.
Yeah, all right. And then, but the weekday ones, that's still 6 to 11:30?
No, so we'd like that flexibility in there as well, only because, we don't anticipate needing it, but, we'd rather have it not need it than need it not have it kind of a thing, right?
Okay.
So that's kind of what we're looking for, yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I knew sort of more specific.
Yeah, the intensity is not going to change. We're not looking to host 9-hour events. Nobody wants to be there for that long, and we don't include people that work there, right? So that's not what we're looking for here.
Are you sure limiting to just one weekday event per month is, like, do you want to have to come back here next
year? I'm glad you said that, and I'm sure that the people behind me are going, no, why'd you say one day? I don't anticipate, and we don't think there would be any need for doing more than that. We're certainly not going to do it weekly. That's not something we're looking to do. But if we maybe open up to 2 per month or something like that, that would save us from having to come back. Right now, there's no demand for that. But looking forward, it could happen, right? So,
good suggestion, Mr. Collins.
I just don't.
Yeah, I just don't see why, you know, don't impose more constraint than needed, and I feel like if we're going to allow one, two seems completely reasonable, right?
Mr. Whitehouse, any questions or comments?
None for me, thank you.
Staff? Okay, we'll see if anybody here has an interest in your application.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Okay, young man, give us your name. Give us your name and you can have the floor.
Hi, my name is Austin Dean. I'm 16 years old and I drive a big block modified. The reason I'm here today is to support the adjustment of conditions for Middles Ford Speedway. The most important race to me is the Tuesday, August 25th Short Track Super Series race I will be competing in. The Short Track Super Series is a premier traveling series that will attract some of the best drivers from the United States and Canada. Over 60 teams will be competing in this event, bringing economic development to the area. These teams will need food, fuel, and support our local hotels and economy. Without the adjustment of days and hours, this event would not be able to happen. I ask for you to please consider supporting this application to amend the condition for Middle Ford Speedway. Do you have any questions?
Any questions, commissioners?
No, thank you.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice job, thank,
thank
you.
Nice job.
Would anyone else like to speak in favor of this application? Come on up, sir.
Good afternoon. Chris Martinez. I am the race director at Middle Ford Speedway, and I was here when we did the original conditional use a couple of years ago. I just wanted to talk about, you know, we're wanting to expand. We're wanting to get this big Sunday or Tuesday race where Austin is absolutely correct. We've got some of the best drivers up and down the East Coast that will be there that night, people that everybody in the nation know and they follow through social media. So it would be a great boom for us. But just another example of how good things have been since the first conditional use. We've always run seven classes there. This year we had seven. This year we've got 17 different classes scheduled to race there, not because we've reached out to them, but because they've reached out to us. They've seen the racing that's going on there. They've seen the crowds. They've seen how competitive it is. And they're excited to be here. And we probably could have allowed five or six more classes if we'd had room for it. So the excitement's there. You know, we appreciate your time and your consideration, and we're looking forward to a great 2026.
Okay, thank you. Would anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Vince, Jamie, how are you? Good to see you guys. Congratulations on your 30 years of service. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Give us your name.
Jason Dean, 10152 Sunnyside Road,
Thank you.
Bridgeville.
Thank you.
Yeah, so congratulations on your 30 years of service. Thank you.
Thank you.
For dedicating.
I'm going to miss it.
We're going to miss you.
Thank
so I want to get that out of the way. But I want to echo, I'm not going to repeat what those guys said. I'm Austin's dad. I want to thank you guys for what we did here last year because it's that big for Western Sussex County, and honestly, in one of the most economically depressed areas, right? It's given us an opportunity not only to create ancillary jobs, but jobs at the track as we grow, right? So, and what it brings for my son and other families' children is very important right now, in my opinion, to keep these kids interested in what we're doing and the technology, the cars themselves, the business end of things, and keep them out of trouble and give them something to do. Excellent. So thank you guys.
Excellent, thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
My name is John Jones.
Thank
like you.
You,
I've raced there back in the 70s.
Did you?
My son has raced there. My daughter has raced there. I have a granddaughter racing there now. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to get the youth involved. I have a grandson. When he's big enough, well, when he's old enough, he will be racing there.
Outstanding.
And I just want to see the place just keep moving forward.
Outstanding.
And that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Okay. Would anyone like to speak in opposition? All right, hearing none, we'll close the public hearing, and I'll look to Mr. Passwaters for his motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer the conditional use 2625 Greg Mitchell for the reasons stated in the motion.
Okay, we have a motion to defer conditional use 2625 Greg Mitchell. All in favor?
A second.
And a
first.
Second.
And a second.
A second, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
And just for the benefit of everybody here, the reason, you know, there were two letters in opposition, obviously, in the record, but the reason we defer these is just so that we can make sure we get a solid motion if there's going to be a recommendation and support. It's a lot better for us to do that on the next meeting, and that way it's solid rather than try to do it on the fly right here at a meeting. You know, it just it works better for everybody to do it that way. So don't read that as any level of concern about no action being taken this evening. Just wanted to put that out there.
Okay, thank you. So we've been at it almost 2 hours, so we're going to take a quick 5-minute recess.